pages 6 and 7. This centre spread is called Meeting the Housing Needs for Today and Tomorrow. We're sharing this page and Tom starts us off.
Homes that our children will be able to afford and homes in which older generations can live comfortably is driving the requirement for more housing across Fareham. A lack of affordable housing throughout the south makes it very difficult for young people to get onto the first rung of the property ladder, whether to find somewhere to rent or to buy. In Fareham alone, there are approximately 1,350 families waiting to be housed by the council. At the same time, an ageing population raises two important issues. The first is the growing need for suitable accommodation for elderly people who may be living on their own and want to remain independent. The second is that because people are living in their homes for longer, it follows that there is less property available generally. This is particularly relevant to Fareham. Historic data shows us that from the period 1981 to 2011, Fareham experienced the highest percentage increase in residents aged 85 and over in the whole of Hampshire, an increase of over 300%. Children being born now will, in 20 years' time, expect their housing needs to have been planned for when they begin to make their own way in the world. Likewise, residents in their 40s and 50s today will be in their 60s and 70s by the mid-2030s. The sort of housing they will need then will be in extremely short supply if plans are not put in place now.
Growing population and changes in the way we live. The population of Fareham and the wider South Hampshire region is growing. Estimates indicate the South Hampshire population will increase by 188,000 people over the period from 2011 to 2036, a rise of 18%. An increase in divorce and breakups mean larger homes are needed for new blended families. More of us choose to live on our own. In 2011, this was 25.4% of households in Fareham.
Housing for us as we get older. During the period 1981 to 2011, Fareham experienced an increase of over 300% in the number of residents aged 85 and over, the largest percentage increase in Hampshire. And this number continues to grow. Planning for the needs of older people in Fareham, people currently in their 40s and 50s, is vital if they are to have the homes they need, when they need them. There is also expected to be a large increase in the number of people with dementia or mobility problems.
Somewhere for our children to live. With an ageing population, it will be more important than ever to keep young people in the area. These are the young people that provide the workforce that encourages businesses to Fareham. If the workforce has to move away to find somewhere to live, the businesses that provide the economic well-being of Fareham will also leave to go to those places where it can find a workforce.
Making housing affordable. In 2013, the average cost of a home was £236,067, meaning the income needed for an 80% mortgage was £52,991. In fact, the average annual earnings in Fareham were £28,330. In 2014, Fareham had the 10th highest number in the South East of 20 to 34-year-olds still living with parents because they couldn't afford their own housing, despite the majority being in full-time work.